We're doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 8th chapter, Halachat Tet. We're talking about honoring shuls. So he says, "Ein ochlin v'shotin bevatei knesiot uvevatei midrashot." We don't eat and drink in a shul or in a beis medrash. Now here we discuss that a beis medrash, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a person who learns in a beis medrash, you're a student here, so it's like your home, so there's room for a little bit more leniency. We say you don't need a meal here, but you could drink something, eat something, that's different. He doesn't go into that. This is a kitzur. The minhag, the custom is latir shtiat maim, to permit people to drink water in shul. V'chen agu heter besudat siyum masechet, and so too, the custom has become that for a siyum, we do eat in shul. V'chen b'ler shavuot uv'yom yortzayt, and so too, on the night of Shavuos, people are staying all night learning in the shul. Or on a yortzayt, that a person makes a kiddush, so then it's customary that people do eat and drink there, and there's a lot more to be said about this. We don't have time in this framework. Yud, ha'ishun asur bichlal, achila v'shtiya. Just like eating and drinking is prohibited, so too smoking in shul is prohibited. V'shifat tabak muteret ach v'rak b'tzina b'nol v'natzmo. And those who want to shmek tabak, they want to smell the little bit of spices they pass around the shul. You know what I'm talking about? They have the chassidim. He's not talking about tobacco. He's talking about they have, this smells like mint, it smells like this, smells like that, all kinds of different smells. You guys want, I'll bring it tomorrow. So that's permitted only if you do it privately alone, but to go around and offer other people,
right, people
he says that's disrespectful. Chassidim do that. Halacha yudalef, en yishanim betnes tafir shenat aray, in a shul, we don't sleep, even a temporary sleep. In a beis medrash, if you want to put down your head on your hands, so that's permitted. Okay, we'll do al chayot bet. And izhar shlo ikanes lebet haknes b'meklovet ha'milo, who kvod shamayim v'schao gadol. One who's careful not to enter shul with his stick or his knapsack. So that's part of honoring heaven, and he'll have great wages. Aval cholev zaken mutarim, but a person who's ill, or he's an elder, he needs his cane, that's permitted. And part of honoring shul is that when we walk in, we clean our shoes first. So we're supposed to treat it. We treat shul in an honorable fashion. Part of it is that you don't just walk in with this huge knapsack and stuff. Now, if you're a soldier and you need your knapsack and you have stuff there, you can't just leave your gun outside and stuff like that. So then you have no choice. You bring it in. But generally, if you're going on a hiking trip and stuff like that, so the more respectable way, if it's only possible, is not to bring the knapsack into shul.